Shir Chof Hei Melicha continued to Shvat Hei Chav Tav Shemim Gimel, February 2nd, 1983, on Wednesday continued.
So there is no real pressure. So there, it is still legal, even though it's a clean UK. Because 2 weeks has become, it has spores, it has cracks, it has holes. But still, it was legal. But then the Bria is so superficial that it can be extracted through another manure. So this is what the Rambam has reference to. So he says, V'afiru nimla chabos of the Bishoah dan Shia Melich. V'nofa l'tzi in a kelesh that is minuke yesh lehati in lenir bad b'seich yim sholei b'sheinke if 24 hours it was lelash even though it's a queen minuke so then it cannot be extracted through another minute but if it's a queen shein minuke even if it wasn't near bash for 24 hours just for shio shialo gabei shiato chen. Let's say that's 7 minutes. I'm not saying it's probably less than 10 minutes. But for argument's sake, so if Kishio Shiyama Gabei Shiyabuchem is 10 minutes, so then if it was Kogush, Bitsia, in the Kri Shein and Minuke, for 10 minutes, Kishio Shiyama Gabei Shiyabuchem, so then it cannot be Nita out of the Brihacha. But if it's a Kri Minuke, so then, even though it should kovush bitzia kishio shiyal bitzia bechemer, as long as it is not kovush chavdalet aish chavdalet shor, so then it can be nitah al b'lich acheres. But suppose it was kovush bitzia for 24 hours kishio shiyal gabei shiyal bechemer. So then, even though it's a kliminuke, so it's still a bria gmura and it cannot be nitah al b'lich acheres.
The same thing by whether it's minukah or not.
If it's, no, 20, it's, big difference.
If it's 24
if
hours,
it's, if it's 24 hours, even if it's not minukah, even I'm sorry, even if it is minukah, so it's nivlaibnei gmur and cannot come out. Same. But if it is kovush less than 24 hours and just kishio shi'al magen shi'al techemra, so then there is a difference. If it's a cliche in minukah, so there is real pressure. So then it cannot come out of the Mlichachas. But if it is Minuke, so then, and it's only sure, Kibishiyalo Gabeshi Yabhenu, then it came out, it can come out of the Mlichachas. Miu Badai Mashal, the Mashal is in Momet. She can say there, Dimisho Shio Mlich, Vinofa Litsiya, Adakisho Bisehe, Kidei Sheyatiach, Shor. So the mashal shita is that if it's loisho shia melicha and no polizia, aval pi sheso biseichei, kidein shiatiach, even though it is a kli shein minuke is also shor, shari seveya, viboso shesho shio melicha, the nofal tzir, if the tzir has boso after it stayed on the salting board for 24 minutes, shio meliche, and then it fell into tzir, so, and then it fell into tzir, and we all say, arallo bishio shi afia. That's the marshal shi. Bishio shi afia. Even though it's a kli, so, sal boso shesho, shio meliche, so we know for the year in the osea elo bishio shiati. Right, so this is what the shach says in Ramo. When Ramo says that you mean the habos of the shoa daim shiam lichhe, we know for the year yesh lehati in the near bash bisech yim sholem. So that is if it's the shoa daim shiam lichhe, so melele I did. So we say kibeli kachpeute. So, since through another milicha, it will be paid. It's all natural done. Because on the salt pot it only stayed, let's say, 15 minutes, not 15 minutes as yet, so it wouldn't be hacheres. It will be chaos. It will release some of its natural dam content, some melee. So it will also be pale. The dam it was belaya from the tzia. From the tzia. Even though it was kovush b'tzia kishir she'alagesh yatachemo. In view of the fact that it was b'chli she'im minuki. B'chli she'im minuki. But according to Mashal himself, even and since it was Nikli Minuki, according to the Ramon, but according to Mashal himself, even if it would be short, Kidei Shio Sheyal al Gabei Shiyat Echena, in a Kli Sheyed Minuki, but in view of the fact that it dropped into that sea before it stayed on the salting board, Shio Mil, so it still has some of its own natural dam. So the melee, al the melee ha'acheres, according to the mashal, it will be able to release the dam that it was delayed from the tzir. But according to the Ramor, we only say that. We only say that if it was loy shor, shir melech and the salting board. But if it was shor, so we only say that only if it was kovush, if it fell into tzir in the kli minuke. But if it fell into tzia in the cliche in the even though it's loy shor shir milichet and the salting board, so then we don't say kibbele kapel. This is what the shakti. Achim shor, then the Rambam says, achim shor shir milichet, vinofalitzia, in a kele that is in the is ye sheis kinei zei, atal pishal ikolos mam putas tira yadam. That's the mashal shir. The mashal shite is that we only say ki beilei kach beiltei age di polat dam di day, so polat dam di bola machine. But we do not say age di polat tzir delay is polat dam di bola machine. So the mayor, if ichtich has bosom dropped into tzir before it was painted on its dam, in other words, after staying for 10 minutes on the salting board. So the Chichas Boso fell into Tzir, and some Mele, if it fell into Tzir, so that means it still has some of its own natural dam in it. So, from Micha Acheres, it will release its own natural dam, so Agav Kore of its own natural dam, it will release also, the dam it was delayed from the tzir. Masha'in came if the Chichas Boso stayed on the salting board for 24 minutes. So it already released all its natural dam. And then it fell into tzir, even though it was in a cliche minuke. So then, the Mashal Shite is there is no etzer to be matter of the Chichas Boso. Because in the case where the Chichas Boso fell into tzia, after it stayed on the salting board for 10 minutes, so by the time it fell into tzia, it still has some of its own natural dam. So then, for Milcha Acheres, it will release its own natural dam, Sagakore, it will release the dam it will belay from the tzia. But if the Chichas Boso dropped into tzir after it stayed 24 minutes on the salting board, so it doesn't have its own natural dam. What does it have? Its own natural tzir. So to Micha Acheres, it will release its own natural tzir. We do not say aged the point tzir delay poli named dam di bole machine. We only say aged the polat dam di day is polat dam di bole machine. But we do not say agel di poli tzir delay is pola dam di pola machi. Achim shor yesh eisvim zedas marshal. Now, this is the one day in the Ramon. And then he says, umikol mokim tzir hefzit godu yesh lahatir gam boze kol zman plit asire da hayne tilchid vishoyis al vishiyarze viyadechem viyadechem viyadechem. then the Shikab that goes shall do it. So in other words, so what's the 2 days that the Rambam mentions? One day is the day of the Mashal. The day of the Mashal is that we say Kibir Kapel Day, Agel the Polet, Dam the Day, Polat, Dam the Polemachine. But we do not say Agel the Polat, Tzio Delay, is Polat, Dam the Polemachine. And the Shikab that goes shall do it is not only do we say Agel the Polet, Dam the Day, is Polat, Dam the Polemachine, but we even go so far as saying Agel the Polet, Tzio Delay, is Polat, Dam the Polemachine. So this is now the Shikab in Sifra Mizan. אחים שאולו שיצחים זה דבר שאול בסבטה שלהם סימן וולגי והרבי תרס חדס פלגות ומוחשום דרכים לדעס הרבי דס מרשאו ונוח לציר ונוח לצירו אל שאול ויצור חיים אל ויסיר לי ויציר גור המינים והבוסר על גבי בוסר שחולים לה ולוי אמרינון איידה ביטורי במפרט לבו מציר סונא דייסי יסי דשאח וספאגה פייסט נקש דשאח הסיום and that's the fastest washing of the Ramor, that the Ramor, together with the Mechaber, passed like that, and the Shulma. So in the case of Tuchti Chazgosa that are in contact with each other, so then we say, as that I, in accordance with the Shita of the Adani Shulma washing, in cases, that Kidin the Tongue, Lifri Tzia, we're both like one, so we don't have to resort to Milich Achaz. But so the question is, why does he say here, ואם לא נהיה בי בשיח עם שולים, אך עם שול שיהיה מלוח, ונופה הוא ציר לי שיש לי סלחו כשל כל את מרפיד הסיר עדיין. And then he says, ומכל מוקר מציר חפשת גודל יש להפיר, גם בזה, כל זמן פריד הסיר איתן את יחידי שויס, על זה שיהיה עזר יד לכנו ויעד לי מלכנו. ווא יעזר לי מלכנו? without יעזר לי מלכנו. מה נפשר? מה נפשר? If we say, איזה ביטורי, לפרי ציר לבוא בכלל, so we don't have to resort to מלכה אחרת. So the answer is, there is a difference between the case of Tuchti Chesbosa being in contact with each other, so Tuchti Chesbosa, the Tuchti Chesbosa that is in the process of being filled down, he does not exert real pressure upon the other Tuchti Chesbosa, and the case of Tuchti Chesbosa that falls into Tzio Mamish. So there the Fue Tzio exerts real pressure upon the Tuchti Chesbosa. So in the case of Echtichas Boso, that already was spirit all its own natural down, but is still in the process of being Pelitzia. When it comes in contact with another Echtichas Boso, and the salting ball, that is in the process of being Pelit down, so there are more pastings like that, I'm Yishlim Ashite, we don't have to resort to any other Milichem, because Kim Ditoud Lifritzia, since Echtichas Boso number one, we'll call Echtichas Boso, that stayed on the salting board for an hour, but it's still within the great choice, since it's engaged in the process of Pritasir, with Bola Cloud, so we don't have to resort to Melichashir. Mashaik in the case of Echtichas Boso that stayed on the salting board for an hour, and it is still in the process of being Pelitzir, when it falls into Tzir Mamesh, so the Tzir Mamesh, the Pelitzir, exerts real pressure upon the Echtichas Boso. So the Mele, they are the dying Shlima Shita doesn't apply, even though it's told with Fritzia. It is still the layer. But there is a machleket between the Marshal and Agoy Shalidure as whether the Yulicho Shio can draw out this dam that was Nivra, that was me. So, this is what he said. Vitzor Rima, Vigam Arab Mivra. El Shem Marshal, say there, Tachadokho Yulicho Shemi, Yisroi Mahane. Vyamrino, Bichol Tuchte, Lai Yifri, Dam Didei, יפרי דם דאחינה, אבל איידי יפרי ציר דדי, יפרי דם דאחינה, זה לא אמרים. והרב סיר לי, וציר החפסד, גודו, יש להפיר, כל זמן פרי דסיר יאו ושיאר זה, וימלכנו, דאיידי יפרי ציר דדי, יפרי דם כדם דאחינה, ולהוכר יתר הרב ומלחשי ניס. ושדאב וגב דדאי, ופול הקוצירי, ואמרים להגיד איתו, ומפרציר לי פול הציר. וצורכים בגיר השחת השום, מה שהיא בשביל הראש של סימון פרס חדשון, זה משהו שמהתה, זה משהו במקצי רחם של טעם, זה הפרעה חשי ומליחה. כי בדעדיין פולטה סיר ובולה, ואם כן המים הצחקם בהגויה, הדוחה ומליחה שני. ואפשר בין לכם אמנו בינו לצורך הדוחה ומליחה שני. במוקצי רגודו, אלא אנחנו חושש כאן להחמיר, ידיום מדעס מרשאו, Iker Dibola, U Kakish Ladiche, U Mochesheinis, Lechatrile, Mirnis, Bashem, Uyadoch, and Mirchesheinis, Dasara, Dimuter, Bimokin Zera God, Bimokin Zera God. So, what is the Shite of the Shah mentioned this theory between the Rabo here and the Rabo in Tiras Hatos? The Rabo here considers it as a double portion. That in the case where the Hasbosa, that stayed on the salting board for an hour. So all the natural dam of this of the Hasbosa was released. Then after having stayed for a whole hour and having released the whole natural dam content, so it dropped into Tzir, and so in other words, it dropped into Tzir while it was engaged in the process of being painted. Now, there is great opportunity. If you don't concentrate, you can easily become confused between one Tzir and the other Tzir, because the Taz and the Shach will keep on talking about Tzir one time in one sentence. So Tzir has reference to the Tzir that the Salit has brought on his period, and the other time, so the Tzir as reference is descriptive of the Tzir of the fluid Tzir. So you have to concentrate not to become confused here. So the psak of the Ramo here is that if it's Chtichas Bosa, let's call it Chtichas Bosa number one, in order not to become confused. So if Chtichas Bosa number one is descriptive of the Chtichas Bosa that stayed for a whole hour on the salting board. So all the natural dam was released. So Chtichas Bosa number one, so that is devoid of natural dam, fell into Tzir. So then the Ramo considers it as a double portion, that without Melech HaShlio, it certainly is also. Why? Without Melech HaShlio, we should say, since Chtichas Bosa number one is engaged in the process of Brita Tzir, so I will be told with the Tzir no more, in accordance with the Shita of the Dan Yishrim Aswash, in cases. So maybe should be that the answer is that Adan Vishlima Shita, it seems from this Ramo, that Adan Vishlima's concept that I will be told with the Tzir of Ibola applies only to the case of the contact between Chtichas Bosa number one and Chtichas Bosa number two. Now Chtichas Bosa number one is descriptive of the Chtichas Bosa that released already its own natural down content. It stayed on the solving bottom now. Chtichas Bosa number two is descriptive of the Chtichas Bosa that is just put on the salting board 10 minutes ago. It's still in the process of being paling its own down. So, in other words, so the Ramo here assumes that the Adai Yishrima's concept that I will be told with the Tzir is Loi Bola Klau, so applies only to a case of contact between two Chtichas Bosa, between Chtichas Bosa number one and Chtichas Bosa number two. So the pressure that Chtichas Bosa number two exerts upon Chtichas Bosa number one is relatively slight. So maybe we say, since the pressure that Chtichas Bosa number two exerts on Chtichas Bosa number one is relatively slight, so I will be told, it's a loy bolak law, we don't have to resort in Melech HaShlio. Masha'in came in the case where Chtichas Bosa number one falls into the Tzir Mamesh, fluid Tzir Mamesh, so then there is relatively considerable pressure exerted by the fluid Tzir upon Chtichas Bosa number one. So then the concept of Gadai Yishleima doesn't apply. So then it is Dureya. But according to Gadai Shayyar Dure, even though it is Dureya, but there is an idea of Kibili Kapilte from Melech HaShlio. According to Mashal, there is no idea. There is no idea. So in Meir, there are more passages. Shalom Mokin Hashem Rube, we have to change for the sheet of the Mashal. That we do not say either the poly, see of the day, poly, name dam the bola machil. We don't say. And that's the Mashal sheet. So Shalom Mokin Hashem Rube, we have to change for the sheet of the Mashal. Mokin Hashem Rube, we rely on the sheet of the Goyish Aridure, that we say, I will be poly, from Melech HaShlio, I will be poly, the Tzir delay, poly, name, dam, dibola, machim, malachim. That's the Rabbi. The Rabbi Tiras Chatos, he says, he passed that Bimokim Hefzik Merube. Bimokim Hefzik Merube. So, if Tichas Posa number one, and remember, Tichas Posa number one is descriptive of the case where if Tichas Posa had stayed for a whole hour on the salting bowl, so it already released all its own natural dam content. So, in Tiras Chatos, the Ramot passes that in Mokim Hefzik Merube, if Tichas Posa number one fell into Tziria, so then we don't have to make him a Lichashir. Because we mock him absent a little bit, we rely on the sheet of the Agui Shari Dure. We rely on the Agui, on the sheet of the Agui Shari Dure, that either the Torah briefly Tzia, we go like what? In other words, that the Shari Dure holds that the Adai Mishlema Sheet concept applies even to Tzia, not only to the case of contact between two Chtiches, between Chticha number one and Chticha number two. Yes, sir. Between Chticha number one and number two. So there is Tzia. In other words, there seems to be, now, the Marshal himself, on one hand is a maker. The Marshal, in connection with the case of contact between Chtichas Bosa number one and Chtichas Bosa number two, so the Marshal, now you have to remember, Chtichas Bosa number one is descriptive of the Chtiche that released already all its own natural doubt. Chtichas Bosa number two is descriptive of the Chtiche that is still on the salting board, and it was salted 10 minutes ago, 50 minutes ago. It's still in the process of being paled. No, I'm sorry. Chtichas Bosa number two is descriptive of the Chtichas Bosa that had already stayed on the salting board for an hour, and it released its own natural doubt. It released. Chtichas Bosa number two is descriptive of the Chtichas Bosa that is still within the Shio Mil. Within the Shio Mil. Chtichas Bosa number one is descriptive of the Chtichas Bosa that already released its own natural doubt. But Chtichas Bosa number two is descriptive of the Chtichas Bosa that was salted on the salting board, let's say 10 minutes ago, 12 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. It's still in the process of being paled down. So the shita of the Marshal is the Marshal passes in connection with the case of contact between Chtichas Bosa number one and Chtichas Bosa number two, that we don't have to resort to the Lichashidah. He passes completely like the Adai Mishel Mashiach. The Marshal passes. Then, but in connection with the case where Chtichas Bosa number one falls into Tzio Mamesh, then the Marshal passes that there is no way it's Osea, and there is no way to be matered in Maldon Lichashir. Now, so what is the Marshal Shite? The Marshal Shite is that the Adai Mishleimas Roshim applies only to a case of contact between Chtichas Bosa number one and Chtichas Bosa number two, but does not apply to a case of Chtichas Bosa number one falling into Tzio Mamesh. Because when Chtichas Bosa number one falls into Tzio Mamesh, so then there is real pressure exerted by the true Tzio upon Chtichas Bosa number one. So Mele, even though it stole the true Tzio, so it's still Belaya, and it cannot even come out through a Mele Hashem. That's the Mashal Shem. So what is the Agui Shami, and what is the Teres Chato Shite? What is the Teres Chato Shite? The Teres Chato Shite is that Bimokim Hefzet Merube. So we allow Matir Chatiche, that the Chatiche is person number one that fell into Tzio Mamesh without the Melech Hashem. Why? Because Bimokim Hefzet Merube, he relies on the Shikr Dagoi Sharidure. And the Shikr Dagoi Sharidure is that the concept of the Adai Mishlema Shite applies not only to the case of contact between two Chtiches, Chtiches Bosa number one and Chtiches number two, but it applies also to the case of Chtiches, Chtiches number one, dropping, falling into Tzio Mamesh. So just as the Adai Mishlema Shite says, in Tzitzis, King Ditorud Bifle Tzio Libola. So it applies even to a case where it falls into Fluetzia. King Ditorud Bifle Tzio. Since Chtichas Bosa number one is told in being Pele Tzio from Zom Chatiche, so Loi Bola, from the Chatiche, from the Fluid Chatiche. From the Fluid Chatiche. That's the Shite of the Agoy Shalibur. So, in Teras Chatos, Shaloi Bimokim Efsit Durube, the Ramo, is Reishis for the Shite of the Marshal. And the Shite of the Marshal is that the Adayim, the concept of the Adayim, the Shalim Asloshim in Tetzves, applies only to the case of two Chatiches that are in contact with each other. But does not apply to the case of Chatiches number one, dropping, falling into Fuetzia. But Mokim Efsit Durube, the Ramo in Teras Chatos relies on the Shite of the Agoy Sharet Dure, that the concept of the Adayim Yishalim Asloshim in Tetzves is more broad, and it applies even to the case of the Chatiches Bosa number one falling into Tiamanish, into Fuetzia. So Meir the Teras Chatos Bimokim Shein Efsit Durube is Cheshit in the Shite of the Mashal. Bimokim Efsit Durube relies on the Shite of the Agoy Sharidur. So this question is, so why here, when he says, when he called Mokim Yitzir, has he got in Yishra Hatia, Gambozeh calls Mamfrit Asirei, the Haim Etechid Yishoyis, Al Dishiyazri Al Dechenu, Vyan Lechenu, Bimokim Yitzir Godu, the Tiras Hatta says, we rely on the Shite of the Agoy Sharidur, and the Agoy Sharidur holds that the Adayim Yishlemas concept applies even to the case of Yechtichas Bosa number one, falling into fluid tzir manish. So the male king the Torah with fluid tzir, loy bola klal. So why do we have to resort to milich hashir? That's the kashi banishah. All you say. Kitzor king with the schat shom hashem mishushim erosh, and we see with the schat shom in mashom lehedi, the matem bokim tzirach mishim tam, the afla hashir milich hakim dadai pilet tzir, loy bola klal. ואם כן, אמר מעצריך גם בהגוי הדוחם מליך השמיס, ואפשר דין לחנן, מבין עלי צורך הדוחם מליך השמיס, במוקים צעיר הגודל, אלא ענף חושש כאן להחמיר, דיבלו לדעת מרשאו לפיה, דיבולה. What's the marshal שיטה? There is a מחלקת between the marshal and הגוי ישר לדורי, as to the scope of the concept of king the Torah with the צעיר לגבול הכלל. So according to marshal, it applies only to a case where there is no real pressure, only slight pressure, the case of contact between two chtiches, chtiches number one and chtiches number two, but the case where there is real pressure, where chtiches number one falls into tzir mamesh, fluid tzir mamesh, then we don't say, king be told if the tzir is bola. And the Agoy Sharidur know that the scope of the concept of king be told if the tzir is bola is broader, and it applies even to the case of real pressure, where Chticha number one falls into fluid tzir mamish. So he says that actually the Ramon Shite is that we mocking Efsed Yehube, we rely on the Shite of Dagoy Sharidur. But since it's not difficult to make him lichet, what does it involve, such a hardship? So he'll take the salting board and he'll take another batch of melech, of salt, and salt it again. So the melech is the proper thing is to resort another way. But in the Haname, if it will be a hardship in resorting to another Malikhe, then Ramor here will be made here to the without another Malikhe. He says, the Dilma das Mashalika, the Bolo Kachish Ladikha Mohashim Hatrim, the Him Mashmachtav with Rashatasha, who is a Rashim Mashal Hanisha, Mio in his Pasha do Yadoch and Malikhe, שאיז דאס אַ האַב מוט אַ מאָכן צו רוב. מיר קומען זע קיש אוי הוד אַ חאַר אַ מיך. קיים שנא פאַליציע. אבער הוד אַ קומען שטאָמען די קריאַפלייט. און דער דאַ איז אַ האַנ אַ חכים אַ דאָך און מיך שיינס. אַוי מיר די קולאַ. און מיש קוסאַ פון אַב די רס חאַפ שום. און מיש קוסאַ די קוט מחבא. סנא דוי היער די רס חאַפ זייט. די רס חאַפ שיט מיט. דאָ אקאָרדינג טו פאַסקי. Now, like this we say, that even after the Chtichas Bosa and the salting board had released all the natural dam content, it still continues to be Peretzia. How long? So that 2 days. 1 day is for the duration of 12 hours, there's another day for the duration of 24 hours. But all Rishayim agree that we call a pochets for a duration of 12 hours, a Chtichas Bosa, he is able to be paid tzir. If the Kasbosa for the duration of 12 hours is able to be Peretzir, to Peretzir. So, Bamedvar Amorim, if the Kasbosa that had released already on its own natural dam was not rinsed yet. But suppose it was rinsed. It was rinsed. The Adoche Basraisim was already made. It was rinsed thoroughly. So then, even within the 12 hours, it's Nistimun Mikvei Pleites Atzir, and it cannot be Peretzir anymore. Even if you place more salt, you'll make a second Mikvei, third Mikvei, fourth Mikvei, fifth Mikvei. So you will not be able to extract any more salt, because once it has released its own natural dam cover, and you rinsed it, so it blocks all the Mikvei Pleites Atzir, and it cannot open up again and release any more. That's why it is happening. And the Shah, it's not that. The Taz is failed. The Taz is not such a double portion. The Hadoch, after the Chichas Bosor had been on the salting board, Kishio Mio, he says to Mikhail Shreza, plate a satir completely. It's there is not such a double portion. There is a machlokes kashen in the Taz. But the Shah assumes there is no machlokes. And the Ramor, the Pashas Aloshin of the Ramor into the Schapper says that there is no Machlokes, it's in the Raposhet. After the Chichas Bosor had been Kishio Mir on the salting board, and then it was rinsed, Hadoch Edure, so it takes in Mikre Kvei Tzatzir, and it cannot open up again to release Tzir. Even though the Hadoch took place long before 12 hours elapsed. All right, there's the shot. Now, Lamitres, in the Kol Mokim, it's a Hashmikot Yishlatir, Gambose Kol Mampi Dasire, the Hain Yetichi Vishois, how the Shiar Zeri Adechenu, the Yetichi Vishois, Sid Lamitres, Shoz Afinu Shoim Mokim Yosin Mugube, Amnon, the Peretzir, Uchmeshikos Varav Dio Bisomuch, Vinkim Mele Mokim Yosin Mugube, Samukim Name, Dari Yifrei, Achakach Tzir, Yifrei Dam, Mashein Kilacha Yudvei Shois. Now, one thing that you have to know is, and that's not difficult. You see, here the Ramor b'mokim hefsek merube is only matir if it dropped into tzir within 12 hours. But suppose it drops into tzir after 12 hours, but within 24 hours, then it's not matir even b'mokim hefsek merube. Mashem kei in the reish of the agoye. So the Ramor says. So, Teich of Dalit Joins is also Muta Mokim Smurube. So, here is the here, we Mokim Epsid Merube, the Ramot Paschim, so we are making even Lacha Yibeshon. So, we rely on the Shibbet Rishen, the Mute Rishen, we say that the Chichas Bosor tends to be paid here, even beyond 12 hour period, that the deadline is 24 hours. But here, he is Makir only. The Mokim Epsed Merube within 12 hours. The answer is, the Reisha of the Agoyes Ramo has reference to the case of contact between Chichas Bosor number 1 and Chichas Bosor number 2. The Sefer of the Agoyes Ramo has reference to the case where Chichas Bosor number 1 falls into Tzir Manesh again, because the Reisha of the Agoyes Ramo has reference to the case where Chichas Bosor number 1, and remember, Chichas Bosor number 1 is descriptive of Chichas Bosor that stayed on the salting board, for a long time, so that it released all its natural dam cover. But it's already 13, it stayed on the salting board for 13 hours. So anyway, and then it came in contact with another Chichas Bosor that has been staying on the salting board for 10 minutes. So Meire, Dam is Niflat from Chichas Bosor number 2, and it is possibly absorbed by Chatichas Bosa number one. So the Ramah says, Shaloi Mokim Efsin Merube, we have to be Cheshesh for the Shitas Hashemi, that after 12 hours, it's not totally Fritzir anymore. So if it's not totally Fritzir anymore, then maybe it becomes also. And there is no Eitzeh, Avim Nechashliya either. Because we do not say, Kibeli Kachpeite, independently of the Kroret, of the its own natural God. So, but Okim Efsin Merube, even though it's after 12 hours, but it's before 24 hours, so it's elapsed. So Mimele, we rely, in Mokim Efsin Merube, on the Shittus Mius Tishenim, who say that for the duration of 24 hours, it's still totally Fritzir. And what if it is totally Fritzir? So we pass like the Daniel Shemashite, in the case of contact between Chetirat Kosan and Buon and Chetirat Kosan and Buon, so Mimele, keeping the totally Fritzir, we pull a cloud. But the question is it totally Fritzir? So Shaloi Mokim Efsin Merube, we cannot assume Likume, that it is told if it's here. But the Mokim Efsin Merube, we assume Likume, that it is told if it's here. And once it is, once we assume it is told if it's here, so then we pass like the Daniel Shema, that is Libola Club. Mashem came in the same from that way. So many Paschim say that Daniel Shema Shite does not even apply to a case of Pichas Bosa number one. Falling into Tzimamish. So it's Tzimamish. But there is a shita, the shita of Dagoy Shari Dure is that the shita of Dagoy Shari Dure is that the Adayim Yishleima Shite, the Adayim Yishleima Shite applies even to the case of real pressure. But the Mashal Shite is, it doesn't apply. So the Mokim Efsin Merube, we can rely in case of one subject. So we say it, so that it's mutar if it's techid beishoiz. But then if it is lachar beishoiz, but teich of dalecho, then we have a svek sveike in the chumra direction. Because so we cannot rely on the shittes of Hashemi that it's told b'fritzia kol of dalecho, because you say, maybe the halacha is like the Rishonim, that it's told with Ritzia, Koch of Dalacho. And assuming that the halacha is that, like the Rishonim, that it's told with Ritzia, Koch of Dalacho. But we have two possibilities as to why it should be us. Number one possibility is, maybe it's only told with Ritzia, told with Ritzia, Yudvesha. So the Meila after Yudvesha, even if we extend the concept of the Adayim Yishleima Shite to Tzir Mamesh too, but it's not told with Ritzia. Assuming that it is told with Ritzia, Kol Chodalicho, but maybe the Aloch is like the Mashal, that the concept of the Adayim Yishleima, that Kim be told with Ritzia Liboba, does not apply to Tzir Mamesh. So the Meila we have the Svetzer to the Chumre. So in Mele, we cannot say Svetzer to Rabon Likule. When can we say Svetzer to Rabon Likule? Only when there is one subject. But if there is a Svetzer, because of two possible reasons, so it has to be Osea, then we cannot say Svetzer to Rabon Likule. Al din shiyaz al yad hachanim lechenu, ve'amdim amchechim sheshoa shiyo mevich, hakim sheshoa shiyo. V'yato yadechenu yisimu nikriyat hite yochidu'il. So the Mashtashach raises a very strong question, and that is raised by the pastor. In other words, here we say, now the Shach just mentioned what the Teres Chata says, as in the Baposhet, that le'ach asher v'yach is yisimu nikriyat hite, so it cannot be Pelei. So how does the Rambam say, Mekomokim? Mitzir Chesed Gosh, Yesh Lahata Gambaze, Koz Mam Tleit Astire, Dehani, Tichid Vishoyz, Al Dishi Yarzer, V'yadichenu V'yazer Minuchenu. Yarzer V'yadichenu. So once he rinses it, so it closes up, it blocks all the Mitzir Tzatzir. So how can a Melich HaShmiyo extract the damage was the Reya? All the pores, all the Mikovim, become blocked out, closed out. It's a very simple concept. So, because of that, the Taz deduces that while the Ramoy in Tiraskatos to assume, took it for granted, that al the Adoche Basraise, if all the Mikri HaPleite close up, and it cannot come out, and it cannot be Niflat anymore, but the Ramoy here changed his mind, was crazy. And the Ramoy here held that it's not like that, that Adoche does not close up the Mikri HaPleite. That's what the Taz says. But the Shach holds, no, that Ramo was not Chazer. And just as Ramo in Tiras Hatos took it for granted that Hadoche Bas Chayse closes up the Mikri Chayzatia, so here too, he adheres to that view. So why do we say, so Yaldi Sheyazer, Yadichenu, Yazer Yimchenu, of what avail will be the Yimchenu, if it's Yadichenu? So it closes up the Mikri Chayte. So he's, ולא יאמרים אנשי חיים ששור שיר מליח לי לשאוף מציר ועד אני לכם הם יסתימו מקווי הפריטה וכדו נשאר לאוכל והדוח הזו אינו אלא להביר על לכלוך של הציר ולא יאמרים אנשי חיים שהודח נסתום עם מקווי הפריטה אלא כשהדיחי קדם שנופל לציר in other words, when does הדוח have the effect of closing up מקווי הפריטה if the surface is clear and has no tzira. But in the case where the Chichas Bosor fell into tzira, so what is the outer liquid layer? What is the outer liquid layer?
Sure.
So tzira. So in other words, so Mele, when he washes off the tzira, so then, so he doesn't wash off. So the adoche that he makes, so has the effect of removing the layer of tzir liquid. So mainly, the Hadoche does not affect the solid surface of the Chichas Bosor. So mainly, it doesn't close up the Mikri Chayzatzir. Umikol Shnulif Sheniba Shekosavti. The Mikol Shnulif makes more sense. Umikol Shnulif Sheniba Shekosavti. Bisif Kotten and Veis. The Yitzorich HaLavishke HaLof Ma'atmai. ויתאיל חבר הליכוך של ציר פשיטה דוי מסתמים בזה מקווי הפריטה ואמרו לנו מסתמים אלו כשהוא דח כדין בוסר אך מליחה מה שאין כאים בזה so the Shach says true that הדוח he say closes up the מקווי הפריטה but הדוח closes up the מקווי הפריטה אם זה הדוח אם זה תור הדוח אם זה הדוח אם זה fly on a clear surface but when he makes הדוח a superficial הדוח on a surface that is moist in Baltzir, that kind of superficial adoche does not close up the Mikri Chayzatzir. Why is he saying? Oh, if he bach kosav shesh gogo hizu nikmi arav, yim yadichu yisimu nikri apreite, u poshetu shidas arav shesavti in kajoh. The Bach says that Ramo made a mistake here. It was, for the moment, he forgot. In other words, so he said that actually the Ramo should say, the Ramo should say that it's muter without the Melech HaShlio. But the Ramo wanted mitzat chumre to make a Melech HaShlio. So Mele, he said, it was a slip of the tongue. So, of the pen, by the Ramo. So he wrote, al vishya yadich v'yarzichanu v'mechanu. But actually it shouldn't be yadich v'yarzichanu v'mechanu. But yarzichanu v'mechanu, not yadichanu v'yarzichanu v'mechanu. That's what the Bible says. וכן נוח מציר כאים ששור שיר מליחה נעדם את זה וכן נוח מציר כאים ששור שיר מליחה ידכן וביעזר ממכן הוא if it fell into ציר before it was שיר מליחה so again ידכן וביעזר ממכן או דף כשנוח מציר שיש לו מוקים ווס פירה שיהיה בכל מינוק שהוא בכל מינוק אבל אם מוקים לא זו, then he says here, he says, here, מיקרה לא זו, but there should be a memsophis, I don't know, maybe you don't have that mistake, but in my idea, it's written a hay, it's not a hay, it should be a memsophis. אבל אם לא מוקים לא זו, אף כאילו שיהיה מליחה עושה, ולא ינחנו מליחה אחר כאילו, כאילו פוסק את הנסחר כל זיין דמבי. That was, so, Schatter says, when do we say that if he has bosom, before it was Sheyesh Yom Elich. Let's say it was salted at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now it's 10 after 9. And it falls into Tzir, so it says, that we have to rinse it and be meleach at the end, and then it will. So very careful. So that is only true if it fell into tzira that was contained in a clean nukta. So the pressure is not so great. Okay. That's what Rambo said in the Tav, you know, which is for Mokimot, Abel in Mokimot, who are killing Jemiliche Osea, the Mahan and Licha Hakel, came for some interest Hatos from Zion in the because Umine, he saw Shiomiliche, after no policy of the Huimu, Kerumana Dokhim, because of the interest Hatos on Bishamus and Heta Cloud Vol, Tav, they would see a Mokimot, who Mashahut would see a Mutter. The nearly will mile any time Christian in the UK. The king will talk about the tea. So it was hard to say that even if it's only tea mocking us, only tea mocking us. So Mashahut with tea is mutter. So the past is a lotion of the Tereshatos tends to indicate that Tereshatos is reference to a case of a chtichas boso falling into tzir that is contained in a kele that is not minuke. Still, even though it's not minuke, but mashachutz v'tzir it's muta. So it's shachar no. If it falls into a kele that has no pause at all, that has no pause at all, so then, even mashachutz v'tzir is also. The nigger is my mind when we come to Christian in the UK. The in came, we told the Tzia. They, the in came, come around me in the Masha put with Tzia Namosa. Uch Mishikosa Bissin and Samaches, Sif Gotti, Samachte, and the Maire, Mishikosa Bissin and Hedashon. The case is clear in the Nosh, the Apostle, Kira Mule, was a hard day beginning Sauda Beitzi. But I came much of Tiho, Hetzio Teha Tzia, they in gas, the Shire Adidis. Is muta mashachutz litzia mitam velidom lechli shein minuke kibu nachas ata beitzi v'nigaz bishure agibis. Now, suppose there is a chaos. There is a chaos. And there, and that chaos is a klima nuke. Because of the Babel, the Shalayim of the Kayev, every cup. So, this is the Shalayim of the Kayev. Shalayim of the Kayev. And it has the cup. And then, via here, there are logs of wood. And he put that Kayev, he placed that Kayev on the logs of wood. And then, he was Mireyachet in that Kayev. It has the cup. And then, Echtichas Bosor, put the neck, Echtichas Bosor fell. Echtichas Bosor fell in. Echtichas Bosor fell in. Let's say these are the 18. This table are the 18. And the Kayev that has the cup. So, was placed upon those 18, upon this table, the logs of wood. And then, some tzir came out of him, he was Mereach, at this table, the Tesla cover. And he was Mereach, and some of the tzir came out from the Chichas Bosor. And part of the Bosor, part of the Chichas Bosor, is immersed in the tzir. Part of the Bosor is not immersed in the tzir. So, and the Chichas Bosor fell out through the neck. Chichas Bosor fell out through the neck. So then, he says, Kinamleya, Bosor harbei begis. What kind of begis? It has the cover. Like this begis. It has the cover. And that begis, that queen in UK, was placed on Gabeitzi. Vahakei, Mozo, Tichon. Chet yotze chasir ve'nigaz bishule ha'gigis is muter masha chutz v'tzir. So then this chtiche that came out through the neket and part of that chtiche is immersed in tzir, part of that chtiche is not immersed in tzir. It came out. Let's say this part is immersed in tzir. This part of the chtiche that fell out through the neket and this under 18 is above the level of the tzir, is not immersed in the tzir. So the Aschato says, this part of the Hatiche that is within the tzir is also. This part of the Hatiche that is above the level of the tzir is mut. Is mut. So, when it is mishra, it is mut ma shechot to tzir. Ma mitam, the leidom elichun sheyim yuke. Kim di minachas al gabei tzir, ve nigaz bishule hagidis. So, actually, we see that there are three situations. There are situations, there is one situation when somebody was Mireya Koso in the Klishen and Nuke Prav. Klishen and Nuke Prav. So, if he was Mireya Koso in the Klishen and Nuke Prav, so then, the whole bosor is us. Even the part of the bosor that is above the level of the tzir. Above the level of the tzir. So the whole chtichas bosor, even the part that is chutz l'tzir. That's one situation. Another situation is when he was Mireya bosor on Nikun Minukeh. Nikun Minukeh. So then, and there is Syria. So then, nothing is us. Nothing is us. Nothing is awesome. So, because if it's a clean minuke, so all the tzir goes out. So nothing is awesome if it's a clean minuke. So nothing is awesome. Then the third situation is this situation, where is Malaya also in a gigis, that is minuke. And that gigis that is minuke was placed on 18. Let's say, this table. And then, a bunch of chichas bosor fell out with the neck. Fell out in the neck. And fell out in the neck. And ate. And then part of that chichas bosor is techatzir. And part of the chichas bosor is chutzlitzir. So then he said, the part of the chichas bosor that is techatzir. So then there is actual pressure. Because through the meriche took place in a kriminuke. But of what avail is the fact that the Meriche took place in the Kli Minuke, but after all, through the Neke. So the Chichas Bosor fell out. So here there is already pressure. So that part of the Chichas Bosor that is allating that is on the table. So the tzimia that is accumulated on the table exerts real pressure on that part of the chichet. But the other part of the chichet that is above the level of the chichet, so the tzimia doesn't exert any pressure. So this part of the chichet that is above the level of the chichet, that fell out through the hole in the gigis on the table, so there is no pressure. The tzir did not exert any pressure on this part of the chatiche, so this part of the chatiche is muter. But that part of the chatiche, it's immersed in tzir. So, of what avail is the fact that there is an ekev here, there is an outlet, but there is no ekev in the table? So that's why this is why the shas. You can match a chutz tzir mitamuli don't look mishen minuke. Kim the menachas al gabe yitz. ואם ניגע את בשביל להגיד את זה, שכל סוף אם סבאת שם חילוק זה אני שם, אבל תחיל לי במשך בציר, שאם עמוק אם לא זו, עושה מה שבציר, ודאי, ולהבח את הסחר הזה נמאים לה, כמו לבית שכזאת. Now, this is the shach. Now, that the shach is not so important. That the shach. So, this is the shach shita. So anyway, the shach shita is the drama, the מחבר and drama, the both pasuk like that, and the shach. כי בגדיים תולדים בציר, is void balakla. But that applies to the case of chichas bosa number one coming in contact with chichas bosa number two. So then there is the relatively little pressure exerted by chichas bosa number two upon chichas bosa number one. Machine can be the case where chichas bosa number one folds into tzir mamish. So then there is a machlekes between the marshal in Sefer Yisavheter and that we shall do. The Mashal Shite is that this concept of I do be told if it's here with Bolekwal applies only to a case of two chtiches being in contact with each other, where chtiches person number two exerts relatively little pressure upon chtiches person number one. Mashem came in the case of chtiches person number one falling into fluid tzir mamish, so the fluid tzir exerts relatively considerable pressure, so then the concept of I did it all with Fitzil in Bola doesn't apply. And then that's the shita of the Mashal. The shita of the Ishan Dure is that the scope of the concept of the Danish Lemas Loshin is more broad, and it applies even to the case of the first person number one falling into Tzir Mamish. Samu Meile, in walking up Sefer Ube, he relies on the Shita of Dagoi Shalidur. And Shaloi in walking up Sefer Ube, is chayches for the Shita of the Mashal. But, in a hardship situation, in walking up Sefer Ube, and the hardship situation, so then, the Rabbi is in Meikir, without the Rishliya. But, where ordinarily so, there is no hardship in making the Rishliya, so it requires but the Eved, if he didn't make a Melech HaShmiyah, he just cooked it, he put it in the pot and cooked it, so it's muta, b'mokin HaTzimri. That's the shite of the Shach in the Rambam. Now, yes? What is it? Now, then, and the Shach says that the reason as to why the Rambam says the Vahirunina HaBoso ולשאול עדיין שיר מוליכת ונוף על הציר יש להתיר אם לניר בי בשיחה למשולה. So the question is, why דווקא לניר בי בשיחה למשולה? Even if it's לא ניר בי בשיחה למשולה, but it is ניר בי בשיחה כשיר שיהו על הבן שלי עד החנו. So, כל בשערי כיבושו. So the Shach says, no, when we say that if it's kovush b'tzir, ki shiyale al gabi shviyat echeme, so it's kibushu only if it's kovush in a kele that is not minuke, so there is real pressure. But if it is kovush in a kele that is minuke, so then there is no real pressure. So then, very little pressure. So mele, then it is nivra, because of the little pressure. But, it can be taken out, it can be extracted through a meliche shmir. And that's the shita of the Mashal. And the Shach says that same shita, he applies that same shita in Drama. The Taz, while he concedes that according to the Mashal, so even if it is Shah, Kishir Shah, Babesh, Yatakhan, so, but if the Chichas Boso was taken off from the Sultan Ball, before the Shio Mile expired. So we still say that Alvin Michashmio, Kibiri Kachpeute, so the task has to conceive that according to Mashal, he says so, that that's Mashal Chite. But he claims that the Ramoshite is not like that. So Mimele, he has the Kashe, since the Ramoshite is not like that, since the Ramoshite is not like that, so why does he say, in the middle of the Sechel Yimsholim, even if it's way near about the Sechel Yimsholim, but if it's near about the Sechel Kishir Shiyar Gabei Shiyar Techeno, it should already be Yosea, it should already be Yosea, so the Taz makes a correction in the Ramon, and he says, the sixth line from the end of the Omen, in the Taz, not the fifth line, וחמדו בשקרו לסייפה יש כאן, הכי ימשולם, וצורך רואים מהרים לניר בת בסייך השיעו כבישה, אבל ימשור שום שיעו כבישה עושה, אבל גם לניר בת בסייך ימשולם, הוא פושט הוא. וכאן במה אין המקווי של הנוקה, ולא יקן או יקן ניסב לא יציר מטעם של הנוקה. All right, so he makes a correction in the Ramo, but the Shach does not make a correction in the Ramo.
Shir Chav Vav and Melicha Chav Alef Shvat Heitav Shemem Gimel, February 4th, 1983, on Friday.
That's the sheets of paper with the different categories. Oh, I'll have it more. Now the Taz, Sifte Zayin, the Taz is, it's strange in many ways, this Taz. The Nogatir Zman Zeh, Eine Nesa, Kibun Shadayim Tov Nifri Tzir Shalei, Porik Name Mashebola Mechticha Shol Nirko. Again, you see, the Taz Shite is that there are more Paskins not like the Adai Yeshoy Mashit. Even in respect to Tuch Tiches Boso, that are in contact with each other. But the Paskins, like the Yesh Meforshim, that even if it's told Mifritzir, it is still Gereya. But it can be paired again, through the Aloha of Kibirik Achbim. Because of Ramo B'Tiras Chatos, the Hane Davke Shol Yudach Abos Aramim Lachar Amich, Avol Im Yudach, Le'achar Menichosei, Le'amrinon V'yarzer Menichemen, V'yeitzei Hatsir, שבידי שבליה על די הציר שבגופה די אחר שנימלח והמחות יהודה נסתום עם נקבי הפליטה ושוב לא יפתחו בשביל הציר שלו. So the Ramo passed that once Echtichas Boso has stayed on the salting board Shio Mil and then it was winds Hadoche Basrais it was made then all the nikvei hapleito close up and it will not be painted again. It will now not be paired again. So Mimele, if Boso, if Echtichas Boso, that was Nimlach, Vishor Shiomil, Vehudach, came in contact with Echtichas Boso, Shadayim Lipolat Koldome, there is no takon. There is no takon. Alright. Usvorezeis Mashmake, בדברי הר"ן, בשם הרב רביין, בפרק על הבוסו. ביקשה דוגים ואיפי שמולכו, שישבו, בוסו שנמלך ויוצא מדידומי, ויהודך, ובוסו שנמלך ופולך כל במצרים. Now let's see the lotion of the R"ן, in the name of רב רביין. נכון. Now, in the Ran and the Rif, Kol Abosho, Dafman Veis, that's the way I have it, probably in all the Gemara the same. Dafman Veis, Omedale. So, it is... the 18th line from the top. Ufizeh yesh li yizoyah. Shalu laniach boso topeil itzel boso meliach ve'eitche molchol aval pishe daitil im leach hatofeil leach hamikem lifishe hatofeil kibishe nitorod lifrei bileach adam shepelit amlucho ve'havalei dam anivla abo mimokem achet sheni nivlat al de'amelech ligamu. Now that is the shite of the Ram, and it's also the shite of the Ro in the Berek Abayis. So that's the biggest chumre. I mean, I mentioned it several times. So, in other words, the biggest chumre is mentioned by the Rabbi Sof of the Rashbo, and the biggest chumre is mentioned by the Ro, and the Ram agrees, appears to agree with the Ro. So what is the Ro shite? The Ro shite is now, in the first three lishenes, in the three lishenes, in Sivo. So the first loshen is the roshite. Yesh eitzchim litin boso shalinim lach klal. Afilu linim lach klal. O yishenim lach upolat kol dome. Im boso shalinim lach vizdam. Afilu linim boso shalinim lach klal. Lifisha boso shalinim lach. Chizra vileya ma shechavir peli. And we don't say, kibili kach pelte gabi miliche. Even our gavgore. Even our gavgore, because here, it was never nimlach. So when he sold it, so then it will release all its natural dam. So agav gore, it should release also the dam it was bleya from the other chatiche. No, we don't say even that. It will release its own natural dam, but agav gore, it will not release the dam it was bleya. That's the biggest chumra. That's the shite of the ro. That's the shite of the ro. Then he says the first line, the first big line in the Rav. Aber der Rab Rabbi Yehine hit hier. Wie Oma hat er die Gommel die Dogin. Die Osa Muschen, wenn da mi Gufo, er leise ich ein Bolle. Und ich auch hit hier, wie Melech lauf mit dir. Aber ich auch so, ich habe mir die Seiko. Die Schem Scham Melech macht mit dem Schell Gufo. Kach und macht mit dem Anib, was wir machen machen. So, bei Dogin. So, he doesn't have any dam of its own. Because in the matter of the moments, it releases everything. It's spirit, it's dam, it's here, everything. So it doesn't have anything of its own natural dam content, seer content, to release through the meliche, shniyo. So in Meile, there is no eitze that through meliche it should just extract the dam that it was bereya from the eitze. Mashenk in here, this Sfiras Boso has a substantial quantity of dam, of its own natural dam content. And the Meliche will certainly release that. So Agav Gore it will release the dam it was bereya from the Lechtich. That's Rabbi Yehine. Well, we all ask Rabbi Yehine, so we see from this Ran that Rabbi Yehine Shite is not like the Shite of the Rabbis of the Rashba mentions. Because the Rashba mentions three shittes. I mean, he mentions the shitta like the shitta of the Ro, and he's Deichet, Vishte Yodai, and then he mentions the shitta that of the Sefer HaTrumo, that we do say Kibili Kachpeyote, only Agav Gore, and he agrees with that, and then he mentions the shitta of the Rabbi Yisov, who are the biggest Mikilim, that we say Kibir Kachpeyote independently of the Gore, of the its own natural dam. So, but Rabbi Yehine says that independently without Gore, we don't say Kibir Kachpeyote, we don't say Kibir Kachpeyote. Those are Mushein when Dami Gufa, Elohim Shabbat. And we feel like in Kibir Melech Lachpeyote. So Rabbi Yehine is not the same shit as the Rabbi Yisov. Even though Rabbi Yehine himself was the Rebbe of the Rashbo, but he had other Rabbi. He had other Rebbeim too, Rav Shlomim Nahor. So he was a Rebbe of the Rashbo. So maybe the Rabbi Yisov gets Rav Shlomim Nahor. I mean, whoever, I don't know. But it's not Rabbi Yehine. Vimli Dobli Dogi, the Hosom Hushen Vem Dami Gufon. אלוהים שבואו, ופיכו חיכיה במלך להפליטי, אבל חתיכה זו שדומה בשיחו, כשם שהמלך מפליט דם של גופו, כך הוא מפליט דם הניבלה בו ומוקם אחר, ומכל מוקם, אפילו לפסבור הזו, נדורס, היא זו משיטי סליידרו, that we don't say kibili kachpeu de kachpeu de period even dam shall we nim lach klau that came in contact with dam she 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 nim lach vadai li porat kol dome so he's still osar and there is no takon but he says even rabbi yene il bineide afu yisvor ezu kol she nim lach vi yotza mide dome vi hudach im amich in eise yitzel gosar achia bein chi maulchei olom ופלא דם, לפי שזה פלא הדם פלא תזה אחרה, ושוב אין לי תקון לדון מיכל. So אם רבי ינאו במידה, that he וכתיך אז בוסו, was already in Nimlach, and after it stayed Chio Mil on the salting bowl, it was rinsed, then it was placed in contact with Radach Tichas Bosso, that was just Nimlach, 10 minutes ago. And so then, the even Rabbi Yenel be made there, there is no takone for that Chtiras Bosa. Because that Chtiras Bosa, that Chtiras Bosa will not release any dam that was Hudach. This is what the Ram says, according to Rabbi. Now let's see what Rashbo says. Now this is in the Tiras Abayis, Bayis Shlishi Shah Shlishi, and in this Tiras, and this Tiras Abayis is Dafa in Dalet, or page 147. So in the middle, after the two dots. The Teres Abai says, Ulin yen goso shal inin lach lao, sheno sam goso shal inin lach kedem gmar fitas gomei. Kosa bisifrat humeis, shin yim lach eisei muter, diaval kishe bol adam pleites aboso, hamiliach, kishe yifleit dam atzmei, yifleit gam kem dam shebol amyal, shiim ein ato ina kem, היך מלכים בוסו על גבי בוסו, שמעתכתם מפריל את מה שבו למנהלי? That's the לושנה לסברתרום. סברתרומה says that בוסו שלנים לך כבר, that came in contact with בוסו שלנים לך ועדיין ליפול את כל דומי, so does not become also. There is not going. All you have to do is to salt it. And of course you have to salt it because it was לנים לך כבר. So ממילא, you'll salt it so it will release its own natural dam. So together, with its own natural dam, along with its own natural dam, it will release the dam it was pleya from the chtiche that adayim lipolat chodom. V'nirali, so the raya is, if you're not going to say kibbele kachpeltei, then the question of raya is, how are you allowed to be meleach one chtichas bosar on top of the other one? So the one that was nilach, the one that was nilach first, so will be pele dam and then it will be absorbed by the other chatiche that is placed in contact with that 5 minutes later. The answer is kibbeli kapel, they say you have to be there about it. So the Rashba said, literally shina nidin dimel rayose. The hosom mishum, he agrees with the Sifra Atromo, but the raya is no raya. Because shina nidin dimel rayose, the hosom mishum de libola klalu, uchidamun raya nitovet limifla libola. We saw that in that gemore in Chum, so Rashi, who is the biggest machmir, so he says that is all right. Why? Because given the total of the midflat down loibola. Mashainke, here, where Bosso Tofeil shall be in Lach came in contact with the Chtichas Bosso that is in the process of being paired down. So we cannot say I did the total midflat down. It's not Melucho. The Chticha is not Melucho. So maybe we don't say Kibbeli Kach Peyote. In other words, the Rav, for example, he rejects the whole concept of Kibbeli Kach Peyote. Even Agav Gorev, it's on the Chodam. But the Rav himself will be made it, that if you are Meleach Ticha number one, and then 5 minutes later, you are Meleach Ticha number two, so it will not become Osir. It will not become a cell. Why not? Because since Yamileach, since Yamileach, Chtiche number two, and I mean since Chtiche number one is Nimrach, and Chtiche number two is Nimrach, so Mimele Ayyad Vitor Vinifle Dam is Leibola. Vinilo Shadid Yamilayos, it doesn't mean Leibola Kwawi, Ramilayet Torit Mileibola, Umikomo. But the Etzem Din of the Sivra Trume is correct, is sound. Umikomo Padoa Muchach Matsme, Umfishika Das. In other words, but the Roshite is that Kibili Kachpeyote you only say in connection with Tzli, not in connection with Lichem. And the Tzivat Rumo and the Rajvashite is, just as we say Kibili Kachpeyote in connection with Tzli, we say it in connection with Lich also. V'chim sh'nivu al v'amelech, ha'melech sh'ivli yifritanu, v'chim da'as ha'rav v'mzerach v'alei v'zah. All right. Then he said, "Afilu midam shenivu amachmaschem bishashchite, viduch kedisakine, uchmeshikos afuga vishich misakin reipo. V'chein royisi mishmei shel meiri oravza. Afilu bosa shenimlach v'yidach, v'hakei nimlach imi bosa v'melchei, v'melchei pam shenis, v'shapir dome, v'chmoi shepelei dome al v'milichet, kach כך, סאפלו בוסו שנימלח ויהודה והכי נימלח ימי, בוסו דימלכי פעם שיינס דימלכי פעם שיינס וישפי דומה דיחמוי שפלי דומה על די מליחה כך יפלי דם שבולה מעלמו מחמסכם המלך ולפי דבריהם מה שאומרו מה שאומרו דוגים ואיפי שמור חונזים זה אסורים, לא אסורים לאילם קמרינון, אלא אסורים בלי חזור הסמיכה קמרינון, וחוזר אומר לכם מתור. So then he says, וכן רואי איסי משני שמירי הרב זר, אף לבוסו שמים לך ויהודך, והכי מים לך לבוסו. Now the Ram, who is the מירי הרב? Is it חשלון נהור, or is it רבן ינה? So we cannot say that it's רבן ינה, because he says in the name of מירי הרב, אף לבוסו שמים לך ויהודך, ברכי נמלכי מבוסו דמלכי פעם שני לשאפו דמי דכמי שפילי דמי ילדי מליכי כך יפלי דם שבו למעל even though it was already הודח and here the Ram says ואפילו לפי דבורו ומכל מוקים אפילו לסבור איזו כל שנמלך ויוצא מדידום מבודח אימא נכנסת ואילו את הקונן so there is a spirit so we have to say that it's different Rabbi in other words this is Rabbi Yene and Miri Arab Zal Miri Arab Zal is Reb Shlomo Nahor they were both Rabbi of the Rashbo even though Reb Shlomo Nahor was also the Rabbi of Rabbi Yene himself but the Rashbo was much younger so the Rashbo was the Talmid of Reb Shlomo Nahor who was the Rabbi of Rabbi Yene too and he was a Talmid of Rabbi Yene so in other words so the Chiro Yitzim Shpesha Miri Arab Zal is Rabbi Reb Shlomo Nahor and Rabbi Yene has the same shite as the Sivra Trumo and the Rashbo himself. All right, now let's see the task. Obi Kosav, Ramo Bitiras Hato, Zan Rapshim Lechaboso, Anim Lechacham Niche, Amo Limud Aklacham Lechosel, Amo Limud Aklacham Lechemo, ויצא הציר שבלו ילדי הציר שבגובי דימחה שנמלך במחס ומודח נסתום נקבי הפלטה ושוב להיפקס ובשבע הציר שבי עד כאן לשני וספור הזה ישמח שנקי בדיבור הרב בשם הרב רמי ינה פרקו הבוסו בפשעת דובדים שמולכון שישו הבוסו שנמלך יוצאו לדום אין מודחו בלו שנמלך ופול יכול דום וציר היה עם שום מה שמדח שיוצא אדם ויצא הדוחת שנסתום נקבי הפלטה ונמציר שבי כמו עם מוישה יבלו ילדוחת אחר המיכה ימשורי שעוז גם כן כל הציר שם ואי מה שכוסף בסימס המחתה ספקות מתסבור וביטור כוסף בשם רשבו וזה לשני יש מטירים גם בזה על דמייך ופתיר הסבאי סורוך כוסף בסיטי ושמיר ירד הידוס מצי הוא למיר ירד וזוך השם אפילו הוא דחך המליך וצורך רימה ואיסי ירד ואין ירד מייר so that follows I mean, nothing wrong with this statement by the task. Do Aran Kosa Bishim Rabbi Yene, do the Chinsia, Vizero Rab. Sphere Lady, in Adochi, he said as Klau, Mach Mashenina. So in other words, so that has to be accepted, this part of the task. In other words, that the Meri Arab has reference to Rav Shlomo Nahor, and Rabbi Yene has the same shita as the Rashbo himself. In Adochi, he said as Klau, Oh, but this is not spelled out by the Rashba. The Rashba says in the name of Miri Arav, he says, V'chein ro'yisi mishnei shal Miri Arav, afu bos ashen nilach v'yuda, v'akei nilach yimei boso, yimei lchei, pam shenis, v'shat v'dome, v'chmei shepeli dome yaldi miliche, kach yifrei dam shebol amalme. So he says, the Trapshleim Nehor says that Bos Hashem Nilach V'Yehuda V'akim Nilach Miboso, so Milich Hashniya is effective Tichmei Shepiri Dome Yaldi Milich Kach Yifrei Dam Shebol Amal Memach Maschel. Now but he says, "V'toch v'imad deis harav ein rav neine." The Ram calls him Shem rav neine. Do lachaisir. V'zeh harav sfirali din adoch eisir esquar. Mach v'shemeima shenistim unik ve'apleid. So in other words, so he assumes, the Taz assumes that the reason is why rav neine says that if the bosar is hudach. Now, what's the lashon of the Ram? The name of rav neine. Umikol mokin afiru v'svor ezu kol shemim lach v'yotzo mididomei v'hudach. A manichin say it's a bosar achia, beichimonchi mulchiolo, who pilled down, lifishezebele a damp with the sacha, we should be in litakone bin lich. So why in litakone bin lich? Because since it's udach, so in mele it closes up the nikre plate. So in mele it can never be paired anything anymore. But this is the Taz understanding, interpretation of the Ramiyene, of the Shite of Ramiyene that the Ram mentions. That's his interpretation. But it's not Muchach that this is the Pshar in Ramiyene. Now, the Tzemach Tzedek, in the Primi Godin mentions the two of the Tzemach Tzedek. There's the first Tzemach Tzedek. There are two Tzemach Tzedeks. One was a Talmud of the Taz. And the other Tzemach Tzedek is the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek. So the first Tzemach Tzedek. So the first Tzemach Tzedek is Chilik on the Taz. And he said, true indeed, that the Ram says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that Apir Yisvorezu, Kol Shemim Lach V'yotzo Medidome, V'yudach, Eiman Yichnei Seitzel Bosar Achia, Ve'in Shemil Chiyolot, Upeil Edam, Lifi Sheze Bili Adam, Pri Lezachia, V'yishuv Eil Etakone, V'imliche, So the Rav Yehuda does say that if Echtichas Bosar was Nilach V'Hudach, and then it came in contact with Echtichas Bosar on the salting board, Shadayin Lipolat Kol Domei, then Echtichas Bosar number one, that was Nilach V'Hudach, so becomes Asuro, and the Ilei Takone, but the Pshat is not as the Taz assumes, that Rav Yehuda Shite is, that once it is rinsed, so that closes up the mikveh apleid. Now, Rabbi Yehuda can agree that Adoche does not close up the mikveh apleid. But since it is Hudach, so when was it Hudach? It was Hudach after it was Sheyeh, Shio, Mil, and the salting pond. So that means it already released all its natural down counting. What does it have? It still has a tzia. It has a tzia content. So in mele, if you make a new meliche, so in mele, you cannot be matter the chatiche. Why? Because we only say kibele kach belte, adav gore, aide, the poet, dam the day, poet, Name dam di polem achim. But we do not say either di polat tzir delay, polat name dam di polem achim. After all, tzir and dam have different chemical compositions. It's not just that one is heter and one is iser. They are chemically, dam is dam and tzir is tzir. Dam is very viscous and tzir is not viscous. In other words, it's a different substance, it's a different chemical composition. So the mele, the aloche of Kibili Kachpeil, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is like the sheet of the Rashbo and the Sifra Truma, that we do not say Kibili Kachpeil without Brore. Only Agav Brore. Agav Brore of what? Agav Brore of its own Dal. But we do not say Kibili Kachpeil Agav Brore of its own Tzir. So, in other words, so the mele, in the case of Bosor Shalimim Lachpao, that came in contact with the Chtichas Bosor Shalim Polat Kol Domei. So then we make him Liche, and the Chtichas number one, Shalimim Lachpao, so then it will release its own natural dam. So along with its own natural dam, it will also release the dam that it was Beleyah Machim. After all, it's the same substance. This is dam, that is dam. That has the same chemical composition as that. I mean, this is viscous, that is viscous. Masha'inke, if the chtichas bosa number one was already nilach, and it already released its own natural dam, and it was hudach. So the mele, and then after it was hudach, it was placed in contact on the salting bowl with the chtichas bosa shadai lipolat kol domei. So the mele, there is no takone. Why? You'll be mleach again. So what will be the effect of the mleach shliyo? That it will release its own tzia. Eimachaname, Rabbeinu rejects the concept that the Tiras Chato says that once you make a doche, that closes up the nikriya plate for good, and it will never be paleit any tzia. Nothing. No, he is chelik. So Eimachaname, even though you miss it. So, but when you are Meleachet again, so the Nikvei Platus Atzir will open up and they will release Tzir. But they will release Tzir, they will not release Dam. Because all the Dam came out already. It stayed on the salting board. Chiyomil. So we do not say, I did the poet. Tzir delay. Poet name Dam the Balmachin. I did the poet, Dam delay. Polit name dam de bolemachine. But I will be polit zirgele. Polit name dam de bolemachine. That we don't say. Now, what's the nafkimine between the Taz interpretation of Rabbi Yehine and the Tzemach Tzarek's interpretation of Rabbi Yehine? I mean, all this is mentioned by the Rinnigod. So, what's the nafkimine? The nafkimine is this. Suppose Chtichas Bosa number one stayed on the salting board 12 hours. In a state of salt. Or let's say 24 hours, so then it is certainly release everything. It certainly released everything. And then, now, the Nafkimina would be, in the case where Echtichas Bosa, that stayed on the salting board, let's say, for 11 hours, not 12 hours. So it was paleit all the dam. And was it paleit all the tzir? No, it wasn't paleit all the tzir, because it has a tendency to be paleit tzir for a duration of 12 hours. And suppose it was taken off after 10 hours, after 11 hours, so it is still paleit tzir. And then, it wasn't hudach. After staying on the salting board for 10 hours, while it's still in the process of being paleit tzir, you took it off the salting board, and you put it on another salting board, on which you just salted Chtichas Bosa number 2. And it's still paleit tzir. What would be the shite of Rabbi Yehine? Would Rabbi Yehine say that in this case, so this Chtichas Bosa that was placed on the second salting board, and while Chtichas Bosa number one is still in the process of being paleit tzir, so it came in contact with Chtichas Bosa Shadan in the Polat Kol Domei. Does it become Moser or it becomes Mutter? Does it become Moser or does it become Mutter? Now the Taz will be saying, you'll soon see, that according to Rabbi Yehine, this Chtichas Bosa will become osir and will not upon it. The contrary. Why? Because Rav Yehuda Shite is that we only say Kibele Kachpeute Yagav Vroh. Kibele Kachpeute. Rav Yehuda Shite is that we only say Kibele Kachpeute Agav Vroh. But here, there is no Vroh. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, no. That here, Rav Yehuda will agree that the Chtichas Bosa number one doesn't become Osir. Why? Because Rav Yehuda will agree with the Shita of the Dan Yishlim on Tesis. What does that Dan Yishlim Ashita say in Tesis? That I did the Torah briefly tzir libola klal. So we don't even have to resort to the Michashliyot. So Rav Yehuda didn't say anything contrary to the Shita of the Dan Yishlim. But Rav Yehuda says in connection with the case where Chtichas Bosa number one was Yotzokol Domei, and it was Hudach. If it was Hudach, everybody agrees that after Chtichas Bosa stayed on the salting board, Shio Mil, and then you rinsed it, so it's not paired anything anymore. But even if we say that Hadoch does not close up the Mikveh Plates, the Mikveh Aplate, but if it is not Nilach, it cannot be Pelet. If you had a Chtichas Bosa that you made kosher and you salted it and it stayed on the salting board for an hour, then you rinsed it. You made Hadoch Basraise. Will it be paid after you made that Hadoch Basraise? Will it be Pelet here? Of course not. In other words, assuming that Hadoche does not close up the Mikveh Plate. So if we say Hadoche does not close up the Mikveh Plate, so then if you amaleach it again, it will start releasing tzir. But until you amaleach it again, it will not release any tzir. So Memele, that's the Tzemach Tzedek says,